Shkolim per Dalit Mishnah Beis. Poro v'sor hamishtaleach v'loshen shel zayus. These are all things that are shaykh to Kabbonas HaTzibur. Again, Masechet Shkolim contains a wide variety of information about all sorts of things, and the reason for that is we're discussing all different chalokim of what's in the Beis HaMikdash vis-a-vis what pays for it, what we appropriate for it, what funding we can use for it, and so on. This is the Masechet. So here we have other chalokim of things that are part of Kabbonas HaTzibur. They're not exactly Kabbonas HaTzibur. Poro. Poro is the Poro Aduma. Not exactly a carbon, but it is a carbon. It's called, there's a whole meduber that a poro has dinim of chatos lagavi shaloi lishmo, that a shchita or a zrika of the poro shaloi lishmo will passle. It's not just that loyotzi de chevosai. It'll passle. It's not akrov. It has a shem chatos, even though it's not the regular carbon. The dam is not nizuka gamei mizbech. It's not shechted in the hechel, in the azara. Vinishvi, it is a Heftza of the Tzibur. So Memela, it's included in this din. The Sar Mishtalech is also not a regular carbon, but it has the Kedusha that was Chalnet Biyachad with the Sar Pnimi, which was certainly a carbon. So the Sar Mishtalech is also part of that. Loshen Shel Zohir is it. Bechlal is no Shaks to Kabonis. A Chelek of the Avoida is the Loshen Shel Zohir is that you threw into the fire of the poro. So it's part of the Srefa Sapar, it's not part of the Hakrova. Even the Hakrova, the poro, which you could call Epis a carbon, the Loshen Shel Zahiris is not. That Boim and Trumas Halishka, it's also considered part of the Kabbonas HaTzibur. Kevesh poro, there's a whole Arichus in Mesechus poro where they built a ramp with Kehanim, children Kehanim, a hair raising bunch of Chumras in order to avoid any tumor. One of the measures that they used was that there was a kevesh, a ramp that was built, and it was from, it's not mamish mitzorchei carbon, but there was a whole ramp that was built. It says it was built kippin al gabe kippin. It was built like, not a hole, like a dome, inside a dome, in order to avoid Kabbalah's tumma inside. There was a hollow space in the roof of the tunnel, and then there was another tunnel to avoid any chshash that is tumma. Any chshash of tumas oil. It went from the Har HaBayis all the way to the Har HaMishchat, to Har HaZeisim, where the poro was brought. The Kevesh Soyer HaMishtaleach, the Kevesh that was built in order to effectively take the Soyer HaMishtaleach, as described in Yuma, in the sixth parak, to get the Soyer HaMishtaleach out of Yerushalayim towards its final destination. The Loshen Sheben Karnov, they had a Loshen Shel Chotzemer Odoim, and Alpines, it would turn white. So again, this is an auxiliary part of the carbon, a necessity for the carbon. It's a part of the way Klai saw both the carbon. It's not, certainly not part of the carbon. The Amasamayim. Amasamayim was the stream that went through the Azara, and they used this to clean up the Azara. But again, the upkeep of that Amas HaMayim is not, certainly not part of the Kabbonis, even though it's necessary to properly and effectively bring the Kabbonis. Choymas HaYir Migdol Oysel, fixing of the wall of Yerushalayim is also a necessity. Achilas Kabbonis, you need a Choym around Yerushalayim. That's the Mechitza that defines the Kedusha Yerushalayim for Achilas Kabbonis. Maisa Sheni and so on. But again, it's a necessity for Kabbonis, but it's certainly not part of the Kabbon. V'chol Tzorchei, the whole Yerushalayim was a Mokon that was Miyuid for his shtamshus for Achilas Kotchim. So the whole thing has, the whole place has a shaychis, but certainly not part of the carbon. So that born is Shiori Halishka. That wasn't from the Trumas Halishka. Shiori Halishka was the coins that were left over. Again, a lot of the coins they didn't use. They were toirim from everybody's coins. It was chal that Tafrosha was from. And the Kedusha of the Trumas Halishka that was used for the Kabbonis proper was chal on all the other coins, but lamaisa of those coins were used for a lesser purpose, not the Kabbonis, the auxiliary tashmishim that are necessary to effectively make the Beis HaMikdosh, Achilas Kabbonis, and so on and so forth. Abishol Loimer, Kevesh Poro Kehanim Gidolim Oysen Oysim Shalatzman. It's a new Kiddush. The Kohen Gadol is the one who's Oymen Al HaMalocha of the Sveifas Poro. And because of that, this was considered a private project that the Kohen Gadol had to invest in. Mishnah Gimel. Moisa Shiori Halishka Meho Yoisim Behem. The same way there was Shiori Halishka that were left over after the Trumas Halishka, not all the coins were used up, even on all the Tzrochim that we just described in Mishnah Beis. So what did they do with the leftovers of the Shiori Halishka? They had to clear it out before next year's Shkolim came in. Loikchim Behem, this was extra money that Hegdash invested in, not for basic projects that were Tzorche Karbonis, even if they're auxiliary to the Karbonis, but they were basic. These are things that are extras. What's that? Loikchim Behem, they would invest in, they would buy, they would pick out high quality and also things that were Nishma, supervised, for Tahara, Yenois, Shmonim, oil, the Slosois, Vahaschar Lehegdish, this was sold on the premises of the Beis HaMikdash for all, anybody brought a carbon, needed Yain and Shem Neselos for Nesachim. They brought their own behemoths from the outside, but they bought the necessary Nesachim, etc. Over there, Vahaschar Lehegdish, Divrei Bishmal, they had a kilo of store. Rebbe Kiva, I may miss Takam Mishal Hegdish. Hegdish opens up a business. V'loi Mishal Anim, something else, but he's just putting it together. You don't take money that's a set aside for Aniyim, for a trust for Aniyim, and start geschäfting it, start making a business. Even if you're going to turn a profit, you don't have a right to, there's always a risk. L'chor, the Emes Takam Mishal Hegdish is not alts the risk, Shaboy, but the Gemara uses the Lashon, Ein Aniyim B'mochem Ashiris. You're opening up a grocery store. Hegdish, Lashem Aretzim Loyoy, Tevo V'yoshvevo. Kiyu Ayam Nisoda, the Rebbeinu Shalom was the Melech Malkei Amlochem, in his property, in his house, you're trying to make a few bucks. It's an ish. So because of that, that's the Shita of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Shmuel holds not that way. L'maisa, Rebbe Kiva doesn't provide an alternative. What did they do with the Maisa Shiori Elishka? So the Rishonim grapple with it. Some of the Rishonim say, Nechanami, there wasn't something specified. L'fi atzorich, whatever would be necessary. For the upkeep, Yushalayim, the Chayma, so on and so forth, Tzorchei Hoir, that you would take care of. But there wasn't anything designated for it. That's the machlokes over here.